As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy. Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Won't you be a part of it? And welcome to our Friday, April the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, that too. We might even advance a solution or two before the broadcast ends. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. We'll try a new option today. We'll be hanging out, as they say, in Mike Chambers' live chat room. You might visit that today. If you don't know how to find it, just go up on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, look at your chat rooms, click on that link, and then click on the top line. Mike Chambers Live will be in his chat room today for a little bit of audience participation and feedback. You can also pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me by email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elegant, Texas. And in our second hour, we'll be joined by AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Love to see the hem of the garment, as they say, expanding as more broadcasters pick up this station and bring this information to their local listening audiences, and we thank you for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Fraud charges against Goldman Sachs and banking regulation continues to top the congressional calendar. We'll talk about that. Metals still kind of soft, weakening a little bit. The history of law, readings of law, enlightenment, empiricism, positivism. We'll go all of those places today as well, and we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Friday, ending the week, thank goodness. April the 23rd, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off $3.90 an ounce at $1,137.40 an ounce. Silver lost 7 in early trading, trades at $17.91, just below that $18 threshold. Platinum moves down 13 bucks, trading at $17.27. That's $1,727 a troy ounce. And palladium off 6 at $555 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,134.60 for a low, $1,044.80 for a high. But at 11:37:40, your gold is up $232.90 an ounce year to year for a 25.77% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price. The London Bullion Market Association, the price fixtures in the gold market, as well as the COMEX. Well, London set the price at 1,140. We're trading just below that as of an hour ago. The SPDR Gold Shares picks up a little bit of gold this morning. They're reporting on their website. The SPDR Gold Shares website is 1,140.13 tons. They've moved up 0.9 tons overnight. Then for about a $41.45 billion holding in gold, those State Street Global Advisors. Well, we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Teamspeak.ca SEC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday morning, April the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, throwing off the shoreline, getting underway here. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report once again for Friday, April the 23rd. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, again, we find gold off $3.90, trading at $1,137.40 an ounce, silver off $7. At $17.91, platinum off $13 at $17.27, and palladium off $6 at $5.55. If you've been watching the charts on Kitco on palladium and platinum, you'll see that the trend is constantly upward here and has been that way for over a year. And so I guess the trend can be your friend. Perhaps you might consider platinum and palladium to round out your precious metals portfolio. Let's drop down a little bit further here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 9 yesterday at 11,134. The NASDAQ closed up 15 at 2519. And the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1209. The crude oil this morning lost 60 cents in early trading, but yet still trades so high. At $83.08 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, I'm sure you've seen the increase in the cost of diesel fuel and gasoline, regular gasoline, and high test at your local filling station. I guess that they could, I don't know, stop and rob, get and go, whatever you call it. And they used to call them service stations, but they quit doing service a long time ago. The U.S. dollar index this morning, go up and visit the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, find out about this trade-weighted basket of currencies they call the USDX or dollar index. moves up 10 basis points. It trades at 81.76. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. Here they are for this morning, our little basket of currencies. Timmy Geithner has his basket. We got ours over here. This is the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement of North America basket of currencies, as I style it. The Canadian loonie, off 50 basis points, trades at a buck. It's just a little bit under the even, Stephen. It's just I'm having to round it up to get to a buck, but it's so close. It's at parity. The Mexican peso, just on the bright side, just on the American side of the river, if you will, still trading at 8 cents. It moves up 4 basis points this morning. The euro, off 19 points this morning, trades at $1.33. The British pound, down 51 basis points, trades at $1.53. The Swiss franc, down 5, trades at 93 cents U.S. And in the bond market, the 2-year bond this morning, 1.06% is the yield on that bonded indebtedness. On the 10-year, it's yielding out at 3.81%. And in the 30-year bonds, their yield is 4.66. The mortgage market this morning, the fixed rate mortgage, the 15-year fixed rate mortgages, move up from 4.38% a month ago to 4.48% this morning, and the 30-year moves up from 5.02 strongly to 5.14. So your mortgages are going to cost you more money if you can find a lender so foolish as to advance that loan. I'm sure they're not going to come easy. Going into the news basket this morning off of Bloomberg, Allison Vecchian writes this: Senators move towards finance bill deal as gaps loom with the House. Yeah, that's what's going down, folks. Goldman Sachs in the news all over the headlines, and the financial regulation is coming on us and at us. And, of course, it's the usual cast of characters. Here's the article: Senate Democrats and Republicans say a deal on legislation to rewrite the rules of U.S. finance may be within reach. That's right. They're going to rewrite the rules of U.S. finance. If they succeed, they'll be only halfway home. Senate and House negotiators would then have to resolve the differences between their versions of the overhaul on issues ranging from the power of the Federal Reserve to a new consumer protection agency to derivatives regulation. Who knows how many pages are going to be in this piece of stuff? The Senate plans to hold a test vote on April the 26th on a bill offered by Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat whom we all hope will be defeated in the upcoming election by at least Peter Schiff, if not someone else, a Connecticut Democrat who said yesterday, quote, he will conceivably, close quote, have a deal with Republicans by then. A deal. It's always a deal, making a deal. You sign on my bill, I'll sign on your bill. The House bill, written by Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank, a Massachusetts Democrat, was approved in December. Doesn't get any better than that, right? Dodd and Frank? Oh, boy. Quote, we'll bridge the gap between whatever comes out of the Senate and the House, close quote. No doubt they'll bridge gaps, said Gilbert Schwartz, a former attorney for the Fed and a partner at the law firm Schwartz, Ballin, and LLP. Quote, it's probably less important to one side or the other to have its way than to have this legislation in place in the near future. Their view is that the country needs it and they want to deliver it. Doesn't it sound like the old line from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the nation demands action and they want it now? Oh, yeah. Nobody can wait for good, sound legislation. We have to have it, and we have to have it. Now, the legislation is aimed at adopting Barry the Usurper's proposal to redesign Wall Street regulations following the financial crisis that led to the $700 billion in taxpayer-funded aid to banks. Well, that's that one. Here's another one. It's on the same line, follows the same thread. Excuse me. Yeah, I found a mute button. I could use a mute button, but, you know, it's early morning trying to get all the phlegm out of my lungs as we start the broadcast off. But Goldman Sachs here should cut losses in the SEC standoff. I told you, they're lawyering it up. They're going to resolve this thing out of court. They're going to do it. You can count on it. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., this article off of Bloomberg, Joshua Gallu and David Shear, collaborative writing effort here, borrowing each other's spell check. And, well, what do you think, Joshua? Do you think we should use the comma here, or should we use a semicolon? collaborative writing. The new wave, my friend. Anyway, let's continue. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. may be better off cutting its losses instead of fighting what it terms, on quote-unquote, unfounded fraud claims, says professors of security law who have examined the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit against the bank. All right? They got something to gain. They got something to lose. The longer they hang out, the more they're likely to lose. They cop a plea, come out clean, they'll get a fine. It's a civil suit anyway, and they'll walk away. Yeah, they will. Can be no perp walks here. The most profitable firm in Wall Street history will probably lose what is typically the first hurdle in court, a motion to throw out the April 16th suit because it lacks legal merit, the professors said in interviews this week. And after that, Goldman Sachs will risk will mount and its negotiating position will weaken, they said. What's all that about? As longer they stay in, the tougher it's going to be. You know, one of the things in business, one of those personal property things is goodwill. Goodwill. The more they're in the news, the more their investors concerned, more stockholders are concerned, the more they have to buy and sell shorts, they sort themselves out, they front run the market, they make money as it goes down, blah, blah, blah. But can they stay in the game that way? It doesn't look like it's going to happen. Looks to me like they're going to probably be out of the picture soon, but we will get the legislation, the financial regulation legislation. Get that chainsaw-like tongue of yours fired up, Willie, and come back after the break. Stay with us. We will return in 3 minutes.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, coming into this article once more. This Goldman Sachs should cut its losses in the SEC standoff. Lengthy article. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. I'm not going to share too much more of it, but it's important for us to understand here from the article some of the key points. Here's a quote. "There's a very low probability that Goldman could get the case dismissed," close quote, said Thomas Hazen of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, whose books include a two-volume treatise on broker-dealer law. Quote, "Every pretrial motion the SEC wins, Goldman gets one step closer to losing." So this is an important battle. It's going to, I'm sure, going to continue to be in center stage. Whenever the magician is doing a trick with his right hand, however, we need to keep our eye on the left hand. And so that's why I bring out this parallel that's happening right now between the what the senators are doing with their legislation to regulate Wall Street, if you will, and what Bloomberg or Goldman is doing to dominate the headlines. So it's kind of a magician's trick. They have to create the demand, and this is exactly what they're doing. They're creating the demand for the regulators just the same way they created the demand for the Federal Reserve and the Internal Revenue Service and Social Security and all the rest of the nightmare. Here's another article. This has to do with some more of the usurper's insanity, but this article comes off the Washington Times this morning, a redirect from Bloomberg. 3 million in middle class to pay health law penalty. Yeah, we've all been hearing about the health law, the health bill, the Obamacare. But here's an article that gives us just a little bit more of a pertinent insight to it. Some 3 million middle-class Americans will be required to pay a penalty for not getting health insurance under the Obama administration's new health care law, raising questions about the president's willingness to break a campaign promise. What, another one? By increasing taxes on some families earning less than $250,000. Now, I know in modern America, $250,000, even as a family income, seems like perhaps it's small. Maybe you feel slighted. You're only bringing home $100 and a quarter. Your wife's doing the same. Kind of like, you know, schlepping along and slumming. Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, I really thought I was profiling. I was at the top of my game when I finally went over 50 grand a year. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be bringing home $250,000 a year. But Barry has got everybody under $250,000 a year in family earnings on his target screen. A Congressional Budget Office analysis released Thursday said the average cost of the penalty would be slightly more than $1,000 apiece by 2016. In 2016, Republicans chided the usurper's administration for hurting middle-class Americans. Quote, "The president and his supporters in Congress are celebrating the benefits of health reform, but they also have an obligation to acknowledge the other side of the coin," said Charles Grassley of Iowa, the top Republican on the Senate Finance Committee. Quote, "There's a price for not participating, and people will pay it." Grassley added that the penalty is nothing more than a tax and breaks the president's campaign not to raise taxes for those making less than $250,000 a year. Representative Pete Stark, a California Democrat and chairman of the House Ways, Means, and Health Subcommittee, said Republicans are exaggerating the extent of the penalty, adding that out of a population of 277 million people, less than 1.5% will pay this assessment in 2016. Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to be those of us chumps that make less than $250,000 a year. About just about all of us. Would that be you this morning, maybe? Americans can opt to pay the penalty rather than purchase health insurance, but it's their choice. There's no penalty for people whose insurance would cost more than 8% of their income, my friends. time was that if you were giving a tithe of 10% to the church, you were considered to be a churchman, a devout. You know, it's your little farthing in the basket. Here locally, I went into town, acquired a new piece of equipment for the studio, paid a 7.25% sales tax. That's like 10% again, you know. These guys think that a penalty of 8%, excuse me, there's no penalty for health insurance of 8% of their income. Dear listeners, I've never had health insurance. I haven't seen a doctor in probably 20 years, maybe longer than that. I don't need to go to the doctor if I stay healthy, right? I know that my smoking is not good for my health. I know that I drink far too much coffee, but I generally eat organic foods to every bit of that I can. All of my neighbors, they have weekly garbage service. They have mountains and mountains of garbage, boxes and boxes, pizza boxes, soft drink boxes, bags from Mickey D's, stuff full and overflowing in their garbage cans. I use garbage collection curbside once every 3 or maybe 4 months. Why? It's because I don't buy things in packages. I buy bulk foods, grains, vegetables. I recycle my little cellophane sacks. But I don't have an endless sea of boxes going out the door on a weekly basis. Why should I be penalized for being healthy? Does it make any sense to you? But I'd have to carry an insurance. Why? Just the same with the automobile insurance. I haven't had an accident in probably 30 or more years. Why do I need to have a state-mandated automobile insurance? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because I underwrite all of those that are careless. I don't think it's just, I don't think it's equitable at all. I think this is a gross error here. Just another gross error in a long list of gross errors. When I do buy my tobacco, thanks to the Usurper's Administration, I'm paying $24.70 a pound tax to support a children's health care program. I'm telling you, folks, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Here's another bit. Travelers' profit declines 2.3% on catastrophe costs. Now, for those of you that missed it, Blacklisted News yesterday, Blacklisted News Radio with Doug Owen invited me to come on. He was recognizing and discussing Earth Day. I missed it totally myself yesterday. Fortunately, Doug picked it up. Earth Day went down yesterday. And we went into a variety of things, including Agenda 21, the development of this green agenda. But as you all know, you've heard me talk about it in the past, Agenda 21, all of that which we saw down in Katrina, so much of this is being foisted off on the American people, the policing power. It's coming from FEMA. Just like it came from civil defense before, it's coming from FEMA. And who's pushing for this? Largely, the insurance providers. And here is Travelers Insurance Companies in this article. And when we had the discussion earlier about vaccinations and the new L3 communications, everyone was all concerned about the census takers using GPS units at the door. And Travelers Insurance was there talking about the need to improve our communications. Why? Why would insurance companies be in there? Well, I'll tell you. Because they're interested in not only gambling on catastrophes, but they're also involved in the avoidance of repetitive loss claims. They don't want you to have to, all they want you to do is to pay your premiums, never collect any kind of a benefit. And so it's important to follow this. But Travelers Companies, the property insurer, added to the Dow Jones Industrial Average last year, said the first quarter profit dropped 2.3% as the cost of catastrophe claims increased more than fivefold. Now, we've got a volcano going in Iceland. We had the big earthquake down in Chile. We had the threat of a tsunami in Hawaii. It goes on, but there's money to be made in all of these catastrophes, plagues, earthquakes, in diverse places. We'll be right back.
The home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers for my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. Our call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area. If you have long-distance, unlimited long-distance access available to you and internationally around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. We're also hanging out in the MikeChambers.com. I think it's Mike Chambers. Well, just go up to OracleBroadcasting.com, look at the chat links, click on that, pick up Mike Chambers Live, click on that one. You'll be in the same chat room that I'm in. Mike's in. Other people are probably in there by now as well, although I haven't been back to look. I'll be back in a moment, though. Take a peek. I got to go through this news, get this news behind us. Anyway, got to have news, right? It's new news time. There's the story, then there's the real story. We're dealing with the story. There is a story behind the story. Travelers, again, insurance company, Travelers Companies. Travelers, led by Chief Executive Officer Jay Fishman, who's 57 years old. And we saw the American Governors Conference held down in Louisiana. Jay Fishman was there. Janet Napolitano was there. Who was that? Catherine Sebelius was there. The guy from the CEO of Motorola was there. Pumping up the need to get everybody on the same handheld handy talkies or walkie talkies and all of that. The interoperability, the intercommunication skills, all of that development coming on, paving the way for this new telemedicine. Oh boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot to it. You're definitely going to want to listen to Jimmy X's broadcast this Sunday. Jimmy's off shopping for ancient vinyl. He's asked me to step in for him. I will. I'll be joined for both hours by Vicki Davis. We're going to go through some more of her very interesting research. You won't want to miss that. Noon until 2 o'clock on Sunday. And then later in the day, another one of the most important interviews in Oracle history coming up with Michael Vail on his broadcast. You won't want to miss it. He's going to interview Barbara Marks Hubbard in the first hour, and then he and I are going to try and do some analysis and discussion about that interview in the second hour. So Sunday's going to be a big day here in our weekend lineup. Back to the article, Travelers, led by Chief Executive Officer Jay Fishman, is competing for business with Chubb Corp, a bunch of Chubbs, right, and American International Group, Inc., that would be AIG, as demand, keyword, demand, for commercial coverage drops. Why is commercial coverage dropping? Because we have a glut in the real estate industry today. It hasn't been spoken very much of yet, but it will be in the news soon. We have a glut of commercial property up for rent. If you have a glut of commercial property up for rent, that means that there's lots of businesses that have gone out of business, which means that the demand for commercial coverage is way down. As the article says again, as demand for commercial coverage drops and industry rates decline, doesn't sound good, friends. At the same time, insurers face claims from the first quarter catastrophe damage, including record rainfall in the U.S. Northeast. Oh, well, yes, we couldn't go shopping because of the snow. And then there was all of the rain, and then there's the wind, and then there's the lightning, and then there's plagues, and then there's earthquakes, and then there's locusts, and then there's disease and sickness, and the insurance money, you know, companies, they have to cover their bets, the actuarials, you know, they got to make the bottom line look good. Weather, it continues here, weather had a big impact on our results, said Brian McLean, chief operating officer, in a conference call today. Travelers face a, quote, very active catastrophe quarter. Cat bonds. So many of these pension funds, they buy this stuff. It's like going into the global casino. They bet on whether there will or whether there will not be a hurricane, whether there will or whether there will not be a tornado that runs through the center of Kansas City this year. Crap game. Betting on the odds of whether or not the hand of God is going to slap America or some other place. The insurer slipped 45 cents or 0.8% to 53.44 at 9:34. Who cares? Travelers earned 3.6 cents per each premium dollar in the first 3 months of 2010, blah, blah, blah. Travelers had catastrophe costs of $471 million before taxes, compared with $83 million a year earlier. You see, they have to reach into their pocket. Instead of reaching into our pockets continuously to take insurance premium money out, they have to reach into their pockets every time they have to pay out. They don't like that. They don't like that. They don't want to have a repetitive loss claim in a floodplain. And so they want you to move your house up, out, and away from floods. That means you have to move away from that rich, fertile bottomland along the rivers, the Mississippi watershed, Mississippi River, the Arkansas, the Missouri. They want you out of there. They don't want you to be on any of the fault lines. You're going to have to move out of California. But you can't move into Eastern California because then you're going to have to deal with fires, brush fires, forest fires. So you're going to have to get out of there. This is all this idea of herding everyone into these sustainable development communities. Brother. Storms broke rainfall marks in New York City, Boston, and Providence, Rhode Island last month. Hundreds of people fled their homes as rivers and drains backed up. And Barry the Usurper declared parts of Rhode Island and Massachusetts disaster areas. As soon as he declares a disaster area, of course, that means that FEMA is involved. SEMA, your state emergency management, is involved. You're under a declared state of emergency, which means martial law. And I'm not talking about the guy with the 10-gallon hat, the high boots, and a pearl-handled six-gun on either side of his waist. I'm talking about martial law, FEMA. First quarter catastrophe costs also included losses from a February earthquake in Chile. You think that Travelers is just limited to America? No, no, they're world travelers. They're fellow travelers. First quarter catastrophe costs also included losses from a February earthquake in Chile. The 8.8 magnitude quake, along with the accompanying tsunami, killed at least 486 people, toppled bridges, downed power lines, and smashed factories. If you look into the all FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system, what you'll find in their booklets on getting started with hazard mitigation planning, that in order to obtain public buy-in locally, it pays big money to capture these kinds of sentences and throw them into articles as if you were using salt and pepper or a little bit of chili powder. It adds spice. It adds the kind of spice that opens the door and paves the way to voluntary compliance public buy-in. I'll read it again. First quarter catastrophe costs also included losses from a February earthquake in Chile. The 8.8 magnitude quake, along with the accompanying tsunami, killed at least 486 people, toppled bridges, downed power lines, and smashed factories. Of course you'd like to implement FEMA's model codes and model acts, the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. You wouldn't want to have to deal with this, would you, in your town? Of course you wouldn't. And so then you begin a system of planning and zoning and new housing regulations. You set up the International Property Maintenance Code. You create a code inspection officer, a code enforcement officer. He's basically the judge, the jury, and the legislator, and the executioner, and he stands at your front door with a ticket book in hand. And he can basically just fine you right out of your house, your property. The insurer's book value, they go on talk about that. Anyway, big article here. Here's another one along the same line. You can make big hay out of this stuff, folks. The globalists make considerable hay out of this stuff. Oil spill from a rig blast is 10 miles wide, says the U.S. This is at the very same time that we're talking about, Barry the Usurper is talking about offshore oil drilling. This couldn't be any more perfect for the environmental community. Let's go ahead and have a fire. Reminds me of a story. There's these two old fellows and they're down in the Bahamas. They're sitting on the veranda of a nice hotel, rocking in their chairs, sipping on those drinks with the little umbrellas in it. You know what I'm talking about. And one guy looks to the other guy and he says, "Well, what brings you to the Bahamas?" And he rocks for a minute and they rock for a minute. And the fellow says, "Well, well, bad fire." And they rock for a few more minutes and rock for a few more minutes. And the guy at the fire looks at the other fellow and says, "Well, what brings you to the Bahamas?" And the fellow reflects and he says, "Bad flood, bad flood." And they rock for a few minutes and rock for a few minutes. And the guy that had the fire looks over at the other guy and he says, "Well, how the hell do you start a flood?" Anyway, Jewish lightning, right? Anyway, the spill measures 10 miles by 10 miles. That's 100 square miles, about four times the area of Manhattan, and is comprised of a light sheen with a few patches of thicker crude. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Cherry Ben Isial said today, the Lieutenant Commander Cherry, a woman, all right, got to do that, multicultural, Ben Isial, where is she? Come on, she's not Israeli, is she? Might be. So it's multicultural, and then the APAC is in here too. I wonder how much the ADL paid to get this in there. The Coast Guard search continues for 11 rig workers who are still missing. I'm sure they're dead. Bless the souls and their families.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And we've returned, and as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, I'm running some new equipment in the studio here today, so I just thought what we'd do for just a moment or two is do a little bit of a sound check and see whether or not we can bring up some music along with our regular discussion today. Here's a little bit from Willie Nelson.
Looked out my door, I could tell my milk cow, I could tell by the way she looks. So if you see my milk cow, yeah, won't you drive her on? 'Cause I ain't had no milk and butter since my cow's been gone.
Now you gotta treat me right, baby, day by day. Get off your little prayer book, get down on your knees and pray. 'Cause you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, and you're gonna be sorry that you treated me this way. Hey, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of Willie Nelson, Milk Cloud Blues. Good album if you haven't checked it out. It's a great one. It's out there. Well, so there's so very much in the news. Go back to this idea of the things that we've laid out, the idea of having federal agencies implementing global agendas. They're doing end runs around our Constitution. This was something that was hatched up in the minds of the globalists a long time ago when we embarked upon this idea of pluralism. But taking away the Constitution has been in the minds of, well, you could say the Illuminati, you could say the black nobility of Europe, since the very inception, since the Continental Congresses started to fire up. You know, I remember the words of Adam Smith in his book, The Wealth of Nations. There was quite a discussion going on about what do we do about these colonies? They're costing us a fortune. You know, it's the way we look at Israel and now Iraq. And all of the many and sundry other, 170 bases around the world. What do we do about all these colonies as we become the imperialist replacement set for England in the 21st century? What do we do about all these colonies? Well, what Adam Smith said wisely to the Crown and Parliament assembled, being an eminent economist in his time and historian, set your colonies free. Was his advice, set your colonies free. Instead of having to patrol the shoreline, the eastern seaboard from 4,000 miles, you know, this is clipper ship time, folks, this is sailing vessels time. Instead of having to go through all of that expense and quartering troops and causing mayhem, set the colonies free. Give them an idea that they could be free and independent sovereign states, if you will. Let the colonies think that they have freedom, much the same way as a horse rider will just drape the reins over the horse's neck and just let the horse walk. Just drape the reins over the horse's neck. Notice there's still a bridle. There's still a bit. There's still a saddle. The rider is still riding the pale horse, still wears his spurs, has his riding crop. But just drape the reins over the neck of the beast. Give him its head, his head. And that's what they did. Adam Smith was even wiser than that. He said, set your colonies free, but retain the bank. The idea is one that has expanded to the point now where this is the global process, if you will, the global processes, where the banks are, through all of the various regionalism programs that have been established, the banks are running the planet. But they're just really, in that regard, the front men also. There are still those that run the bankers. There are still those that run the bankers. So the bankers are the front men. They're running the whole show out in front, but there are other operatives in the background. It's difficult to express in a few words, in a short segment like this, but there's so much happening out there that if we can look into our own system, understand this ideal of pluralism, where in order to do end runs around constitutions, and especially here in the United States, one of the first things, of course, that was essential was getting the bankers involved in the creation of the first federal union, the first federal government. And there, of course, Alexander Levine Hamilton played an instrumental role. He came from the West Indies as a younger man. He was very young throughout his entire political career, up until his death, when he met a patched ball fired from the musket of the handgun. It's not certainly not a revolver in those days. So it's a black powder handgun fired by Aaron Burr, the banker, took him down. But Alexander Levine Hamilton, came from a counting house in the West Indies to the colonies, and he finished up his education in the colonies. And then he found himself right beside George Washington through the War for Independence as his aide-de-camp. And so he kind of, like Joseph in the Bible, sidled up alongside the Pharaoh and brought all of his stuff along with him, all of the banking into the Federal Union as it was coming on. And this is what created the friction, the rift between himself, Alexander Hamilton himself, and Thomas Jefferson. So we've had problems from the very get-go. But it was not really until the American Bankers Association was formed in the late 1800s that the door really started to get opened wide. The American Bankers Association, of course, created the American Bar Association shortly after their creation. It wasn't very long later that the American Bar Association created the Commission on Uniform Laws. When they had the Uniform Law Commission in place, they were able to begin to put together legislation, model codes and model acts, that instead of calling for constitutional conventions or instead of calling for constitutional amendments, they could simply enact legislation that would miraculously appear in all of the several states in very near order, or in very near time periods, not necessarily simultaneously, but with minor deviations to satisfy the states and the constituents, if you will. But nevertheless, it would come to pass. And so this Uniform Law Commission was a very brilliant creation, and they created their greatest gem in their crown, their diadem, the greatest diadem in their little crown, was the Uniform Law, or was the Uniform Commercial Code. Of course, then we had the Administrative Procedures Act, all this following. But the idea of coming in with model codes and model acts goes right back to our discussion about the Travelers Insurance Company and these oil spills and all of the catastrophes and FEMA. If you can put in model codes and model acts, then you can create the International Building Codes. Then you can begin to create the demand that drives sustainable development all across America, creating a demand for a new style of building, and green living, and green religions. Pick it up there on the other side, dive back into the Enlightenment, empiricism, positivism, and much, much more in hour two. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Yeah. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, April the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. As we begin our second hour, we come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. Each and every day. The solution does, however, remain so much the same on this broadcast that we need to become vocal local, hence the title of the broadcast. We need to look into the established two-party political system, which stands between where we are today and where we need to go in the very near future. Understanding that system, its weaknesses, and its strengths, and energize within this system at the level that we can, which is the county committee man, the county committee woman. This is the local voting precinct concept. It's one that I've been talking about ever since about 2000. So for the last, coming up 10, almost 11 years now, working on this angle, if you will. And it's gone viral, almost. Certainly Campaign for Liberty, the precinct leader system. They've got that going. But if you look at AFAC, if you look at the way that they work with young people, they go out and they canvass the campuses, they look for the brightest, the best, the youngest people that they can energize. They teach them the same things that you're learning on this broadcast, probably in a much greatly condensed version. They don't give them the full meal deal. They tell them what to think, not how to think. The same thing happens with the Republicans. There are several very, very powerful conservative think groups, political action groups. A couple of them I've got in my mind, but I don't have them at the tip of my tongue. Places you can go on the internet and find out all about it. A lot of people realize that this is the weakest link. And it's also our greatest opportunity because you can begin right where you are. Right where you are. The county committee man, county committee woman, the ward man, the precinct captains, however you find it where you are, wards, precincts, townships, they're all the same. They basically are the smallest political subdivision in your state, in your county, in our entire system. This is a very, very powerful place to work. These then become the county committee men and the county committee women, and both of the established political parties then become the actual committee members, the actual members of the established parties. And no, I don't look to third parties as any kind of a panacea or solution. If there were going to be power in any of that, then we would be able to find that power inside of the election laws. And the election laws were created by the two-party system for the two-party system with the purpose of preserving, protecting, and defending their opportunity to become powerful and in control of the government. So they exclude all others. It's very difficult to obtain ballot access. It's very difficult to get people to move away from the long-held belief systems of Republicans and Democrats and Republicans, and right and left, and conservative and liberal. Very difficult to break that belief system. Almost as difficult as if you were to try and go in and convert a Catholic to a Mohammedan or Mohammedans to Jewry or something. You're dealing with belief systems, long-held belief systems. You're looking at bucking the entire educational system, all of political science, all, it's just all again, yeah. That's why I advocate this idea of Plan B, taking the political power back right where we are at the local voting precinct level. I have a campaign going here for precinct committee, man, it's going to be a challenging race. The fellow that is the precinct committee man for this precinct, Exeter, is also he and his wife. He's the county committee man. His wife is the county committee woman. I'm unmarried, so I have no spouse that I can run along with me to sweep both of these positions. But he's also the presiding commissioner of Barry County, the county that I live in. He's also on the legislative district committee and the Senate district committee. Be a very, very challenging race. The party will protect him but I'll keep you as it develops. We'll be right back. Stay.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, April the 23rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, joined as we are in our second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Of course, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And folks, if you know anybody out there that's running a micro, anybody out there with a AM or FM station that's still in a mom and pop situation, you'd like to have this broadcasting in your area to all of your friends that maybe not on an internet connected computer, please just shoot me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'd like to talk to those folks too, get our word out to a wider and wider audience on a regular basis. So as we started in the first segment of this second hour, understanding that the power that really lies there in the established two-party political system, down at the very bottom of it, the most fundamental building, basic building block of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, the local voting precinct. That's the place where you cast your ball out. That's where you drop the white ball or the black ball into the box. Well, dream on. That's where you interact with the first computer in the voting process. This is where we get involved with flat plate scanners and touchscreen voting ever since the Help America Vote Act was brought in as an antithesis to the George W. Bush election fraud debacle in Florida and in Louisiana and in St. Louis, Missouri. And that's how come Senator Kit Bond brought on the Help America Vote Act. Okay. Problem, reaction, solution, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. So now we're in the synthesis, where our elections are not only run by the media, but we also now have this instantaneous reporting made available by the internet. And even a high schooler could probably figure out how to hack most of the computers out there that are used for tabulating the scores. But with all that said, we've been talking here on about a history of law for what, this is 45 or 46 broadcasts now, almost in a row on this topic. And John Locke, as we've said in the past, was very instrumental, very influential, I should say, in the minds of our founders when they set up the system they gave us, as the lady said or asked, paraphrasing, at the end of the convention to Benjamin Franklin, Sir Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Franklin, no doubt, she said, "What kind of a government have you given us?" And he replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." Well, he was very well-read man, and was certainly apprised of these treatises written by John Locke. Let me just start right in here. It's paragraph 223 on his treatise on civil government. He starts this way. He says, "To this, perhaps it'll be said that the people being ignorant and always discontented," boy, it seems like it's the same statement could be made today. "To this, perhaps it will be said that the people being ignorant and always discontented, to lay the foundation of government in the unsteady opinion and uncertain humor of the people is to expose it to certain ruin." Of course, Thomas Jefferson said, "You don't take the liberty away from the people, you enlighten their ignorance through education." That's what we try to do here every day. Continuing John Locke, "And no government will be able long to subsist if the people may set up a new legislative when they take offense at the old one." And in the Declaration, our founders warned us and cautioned us about changing the form of government for light or transient reasons. "They're hardly to be prevailed with," Locke writes, with "to amend the acknowledged faults in the frame they have become been accustomed to." What is the frame? Again, as Aristotle said, in a republic, the Constitution is the government. The Constitution is the frame. It's the framework of our government. The politicians are office holders. They're occupying places within this framework, both at the county level, the state level, and the federal level. "And if there be any original defects or adventitious ones introduced by time or corruption," if there be any defects in our Constitution. I mean, they didn't have crystal balls. They had brass balls. They were brave men. They weren't operating off of Ouija boards, even though some of them were occultists. "But if there were any original defects in the Constitution," the federal Constitution, certainly that, "that almost immediately went through the process, the scrutiny of the Federalist, the Anti-Federalist papers, and then the first 10, well, it was one amendment, but the first 10 amendments, which we call our Bill of Rights." Continuing, he says, "It's not an easy thing to get them changed." And that's why I brought up the Uniform Law Commission again. The importance of understanding this chain from the American Bankers Association to the American Bar Association, from the American Bar Association to the Uniform Law Commission, to affect the doing end runs around constitutions, federal and state. Because it's not an easy thing to change the constitutions. And they were set up that way originally with that intent, not to be easily changed. "This slowness and aversion in the people to quit their old constitutions has in many revolutions," Locke writes, "have been seen in this kingdom." In other words, he's coming into the time, the revolution 1688, where James II is dethroned and William of Orange, the William the Bastard, William the Conqueror, is set up as King of England, William and Mary. continuing here, still brought us back again to our old legislative of king, lords, and commons, and whatever provocations have made the crown be taken from some of our princes' heads, they never carried the people so far as to place it in another line. Always in this idea of the divine right of kings to rule, at the time that Locke was writing, for such a long line back in history, always, though the people may be dissatisfied with one king, they would just take it to the brother, or to a son, or to another relative. They didn't go out of the line. This goes all the way back to Matthew in the Bible, where in the red letter edition, the words are attributed to Christ, something along this lines: be not like the Gentile, if you will, be not like the others, and don't put archons up to rule you. Archons, A-R-C-H-O-N-S, you might browse that up. Type the archons and codrus, C-O-D-R-U-S, codes, codrus, into web ferret, Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or whatever you use to browse the web, and find out a little bit about what the words attributed to Christ means. We talk about anarchy. You can look in the Become Vocal Local Show archives page, go all the way back and look at the study that we made of anarchism and anarchy. What is an anarch? An anarch are those that do not put these families up over our heads. But as our own founders reminded, those that will not be ruled by God will be ruled by kings. They'll be ruled by men. And so it holds us to a higher standard always. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies these violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And once again, just a brief programming note. I will be on back again on Sunday. Probably be on tomorrow night with Oracle Unleashed, too. But I'll be back on Sunday filling in for Jimmy X as he steps away from the microphone for a weekend and enjoys a trip to a big auction. He's going to be out there buying the old vinyl, looking for it. And he's looking forward to that. He's going to go with his brother. I'm sure he'll have an excellent time. And I'm looking forward to filling in for him. We'll be doing the full 2 hours with Vicki Davis. We're going to go into some of her latest research. So if you are out and about on Sunday and you can get around your computer, join us, won't you? It'll be a good broadcast. And then later in the day, Michael Vail is going to interview again, if all goes according to plan, Barbara Marks Hubbard. And you're not going to want to miss that interview. And then in the second hour, he and I will try and dissect what it is that she said and go off onto other topics, I'm sure, as we love to do. So Sunday's going to be a great day in the lineup. Always we have a great lineup on the weekend for you. Go into the overdrive, if you will, with Oracle Unleashed, and then just run it all the way through till the end of the evening on Sunday. So it's 24 hours a day these days, 7 days a week on Oracle. I hope you're enjoying the broadcasting that's available to you. Back to this talk. This treatise given by John Locke so long ago, you know, he died in 1704. He was writing his essay concerning human understanding almost right up to the time that he died. We've spoken a little bit about this, the idea of empiricism and realistic metaphysics. It's the beginning of the time of the Enlightenment. But here, continuing, Locke in paragraph 224, all of the paragraphs in his treatises are numbered, much the same way as they number the writings of Aristotle, so that you can quickly go back and forth in what would otherwise be an unindexed document. But here in paragraph 224, it'll be said this hypothesis lays a ferment for frequent rebellion. In other words, this idea, you know, and our founders even said, you know, it's not only our duty, but, you know, it's not our right, but it's also our duty to throw off such a tyrannical government and set up a new government of our own choosing. And certainly, no matter how long, no matter how deep, no matter how wide this present economic and political turmoil continues on the other side, there's going to be government. Take it to the bank. It's either going to be a government that we've set up or it's going to be one that someone else has set up for us. And I don't think you're going to like their option. I think Plan B is a better, more viable option. But again, he says, it will be said that this hypothesis lays a ferment for frequent rebellion, to which I answer first, no more than any other hypothesis. For when the people are made miserable and find themselves exposed to the ill usage of arbitrary power, cry up their governors as much as you will for sons of Jupiter, let them be sacred and divine, descended or authorized from heaven, give them out for whom or what you please, the same will happen. The people, generally ill-treated and contrary to right, will be ready upon any occasion to ease themselves of a burden that sits heavy upon them. They will wish and seek for the opportunity which in the change, weakness, and accidents of human affairs seldom delays long to offer itself. He must have lived but a little while in the world who has not seen examples of this in his time, and he must have read very little who cannot produce examples of it in all sorts of governments of the world. There's plenty of precedent for what we talk about on this broadcast. There's plenty of precedent for what our founders wrote at their time. Governments you're going to have, because man will not subject himself, and especially in this atheistic and agnostic time period, they will not submit themselves to the higher will of a creator being. a creator entity, the creator of the universe, regardless of what your preacher down at the local Baptist factory has to say. It's always I, me, my, mine. 6 days, 6 3/4 of a day per week. And then for 2 hours on Sunday, it's thy will be done, right? Continuing from Locke, he says, secondly, I answer that such revolutions happen upon every little mismanagement in public affairs. Again, I misspoke. I answer such revolutions happen not upon every little mismanagement in public affairs. Great mistakes in the ruling part may wrong and inconvenient laws, and all the slips of human frailty will be borne by the people without mutiny or murmur. We wonder, well, when will they wake up? When will they stand up? When will they step up to the plate? Not a long time. People are long-suffering, charitable, if you will, foolish perhaps, but they're long-suffering without mutiny or murmur. They'll suffer all manner of deprivation and abuse. But if a long train of abuses, where did we hear that word before? But if a long train of abuses, prevarications, and artifices, all tending the same way, make the design visible to the people, and they cannot but feel what they lie under and see whether they are going, it is not to be wondered that they should then rouse themselves and endeavor to put the rule into such hands which may secure to them the ends for which government was at first erected, and so and without which ancient names and specious forms are so far from being better that they are much worse than the state of nature or pure anarchy. The inconveniences being all as great and as near, but the remedy farther off and more difficult. It's amazing stuff, you know, to sit down and read this material. It just really opens up the organic documents, the foundational documents to me, perhaps, and I hope it does for you as well. Here, this is something different. Arthur R. Hoag, The Origins of the Common Law. This is just diving into the book on page 197. He writes this, by the time of Blackstone, that would be Sir William Blackstone, Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, we've spoken of that in this series as well. By the time of Blackstone, the tests of both general and particular customs were clearly formulated. What's he talking about of this customs? Well, so many writers have written that law arises out of the customs and the traditions and the beliefs of a people. This is one of the reasons why multiculturalism is so destructive. Because we have as a common heritage in Canada and the United States our English, Irish, Welsh, Anglo, German, Germanic people heritage. And our system of government comes from it. It flows from that. But here, speaking about customs, again, by the time of Blackstone, the tests of both general and particular customs were clearly formulated. Good custom is, one, this is again Blackstone, one, ancient. In other words, no man can remember the beginning of it. And in many places in Blackstone's commentaries and others, I've seen the phrase, from time out of mind. Boy, we just can't remember when we started this process, but we've been doing it forever. Two, it needs to be continuous. There's no breaks. This is the whole fundamental basic principle behind prescription, easements by prescription, law by prescription, prescriptive ordinances. It's continuous. When you talk about adverse possession of someone's land, it needs to be open, avarice, notorious, and continuous for a period of years. Let's say you think and or you know or you've actually placed your fence on someone else's property, your neighbor's property. And you did it openly. You went out with your chainsaw and cut down all the trees, and you came back with your weed eater and knocked down stuff and your lopping shears and then ran over it with a brush hog and then a lawnmower. And you came in and you set your post and you hung your wire and you were right out there. Your pickup was there and the wife was out there. The children were out there. You were eating lunch and you were putting up a new fence 20 feet on your neighbor's property openly doing so. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just rolling out a scenario for you there. You've got a 20-foot strip of land, let us say, that you fence in and you did it openly. You weren't concealing anything. You just did it. And let's say the line is a quarter of a mile long, so you've got 20 times 13, 60. Divide that by 43, 5, 60, if I think it is, and that's your square feet per acre. And you come up with about 0.6 acres of land. And you just do that by, you know, just by moving the fence over 20 feet if you're out in rural country. Openly. Your neighbor, away for vacation, comes back from his fishing trip or his hunting trip, and he sees a new fence there. Boy, hey, that looks good. He gets out there, and he walks around, he climbs up on the hill, looks down again, wait a minute, something don't look quite right there. And the next thing you know, his pickup truck is in your driveway, and he says, boy, you sure did a fine job putting in those fence corners. Boy, I'll tell you, I like that welded pipe. That's nice and strong. Sturdy. Sturdy. Nice T-post there every 13 feet. Boy, a five-wire fence, that's a good one. But, brother, I think you're on my land. I put it right on top of the old fence post. That's good. Good as gold. Good to go. Well, I think you're on my land. So this is open and avarice. It's contested. Well, I think it's right. If you think it's wrong, hire a surveyor, prove me wrong. Hey, don't put that cost on me, brother. Move the dang goddamn fence over 20 feet, and I think we'll be good to go. Nope, fence going to stay right where it is. Well, then you can talk to the sheriff. calls the sheriff out. Sheriff comes out and says, well, boys, looks like a nice fence to me. I not being a land surveyor and not knowing much about deeds and property, you boys will have to resolve this yourself. Open, avarice, and notorious brought to the attention of the law. And now the time starts ticking. The time bomb starts ticking. This is the importance of continuous. This is why you want to be very careful about allowing something like Barry the Usurper to come in to play. Even Jorge the Shrub Bush the First. Now the Second, excuse me. Allowing this to election by the Supreme Court. Election decision by Supreme Court. I think it was, what, Senator Day O'Connor? Always sounds like Doris Day to me. Wrote the opinion of the court. That election in Florida should have been canceled right then. Another election called because it's not for the court to decide. It's the Electoral College that makes that decision. And it's based upon an election, not a decision of the court. But no one did anything about it, so he served the first 4 years as a rogue president, as a usurper. And then he was reelected. This usurper, likely not even to be qualified, as Hal Anthony says, the unqualified one, not even likely to be qualified to the citizenship, the natural-born citizen requirement in the Constitution. This usurper, passing legislation, law, signing things, executive orders, etc., it's continuous until the people object. But again, back to Blackstone, good custom is one, ancient. No man can remember the beginning of it. Two, continuous. The rights claimed under it have never been abandoned or interrupted. Three, it needs to be peaceable, supported by the common consent of those using the custom. Four, reasonable, in the light of, quote-unquote, legal reason. Five, it needs to be certain, in the sense of being ascertainable. Six, compulsory. It is not left to the opinion of every man whether he will or will not obey it. And seven, it needs to be consistent. For one custom cannot contradict another custom without producing an absurdity. The wisdom of the age is the wisdom of Sir William Blackstone. Common knowledge, common understanding in the minds of our founders. Continuing here, and back to the true end of government, John Locke. Again, he says, I answer that such revolutions happen not upon every little mismanagement. Dropping down further, thirdly, I answer that this power in the people of providing for their safety anew by a new legislative when their legislators have acted contrary to their trust by invading their property. By invading their property. You have someone crashing down your door in the middle of the night. Have they invaded your property? You have someone pull you over along the road with a cruiser, drag you from the car, search the vehicle, tase you, bro. Put you in plastic handcuffs and hold, put you in a 72-hour hold as someone invaded your property. Property taxes, an endless stream of taxations and usurpations. It is the best fence against rebellion and the probablest means to hinder it, providing for their safety anew by a new legislative. In other words, we revisit the Constitution. We revisit our framework, and we throw off a despotic and tyrannical government, ruling them null and void, and beginning anew. Our founders gave us that instruction in the Declaration. This is what they were doing in the face of English oppression. For rebellion being an opposition, not to persons, but authority, which is founded only in the Constitution and laws of the government. See why so many people want to point you away from the Constitution, demean the document, nothing but a GD piece of paper, surround it in brass and put it under glass and put it in a shrine and then never look at it again, charge the tourists a buck and a half to see it, never teaching it in the schools. Those, whoever they be, who by force break through and by force justify their violation of them, are truly and properly rebels. Oh, yeah, Patriot Day. They look at we the people, the Patriots, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center list. I wonder how much Glenn Beck had to pay to be on that list. Probably improved his ratings. But who are the rebels? Who are those Patriots, P-A-Y-triots. Who are the rebels? Who are the insurgents? As Hal Anthony also says, terrorism is a system of government that rules by fear, intimidation, and dread. If you've heard me refer to Hal on numerous occasions, he has a broadcast over on Revolution Broadcasting during the daytime. Excellent broadcast, Behind the Woodshed. Opening a can of whoop-ass on a regular basis. Has a lot of insight, a lot of research under his belt. Those, whoever they be, who by force break through and by force justify their violation of them are truly and properly rebels. For when men, by entering into society and civil government, have excluded force and introduced laws for their preservation of property, peace, and unity, we set aside, you know, the handguns and the rifles and our swords and our poignards and the poison cup and the garrote. And instead we institute a system of law so that we are no longer in a continuous state of nature. We're no longer in all men against all men at war, the Hobbesian state of nature. Those who set up force again in opposition to the laws do rebeller. That is, they bring back again the state of war and are properly rebels, which they who are in power by the pretense they have to authority, the temptation of force they have in their hands, and the flattery of those about them being likeliest to do, the properest way to prevent the evil is to show them the danger and injustice of it, who are under the greatest temptation to run into it. They never get slapped. Congressional immunity, national security, they never get slapped. And why is that? Well, because they own the media. We're a long ways down this rabbit hole, my friends. It's going to take more than a number two shovel and a wheelbarrow to get us out of this mess, Ollie. We need to dig in right where we are. We need to become vocal local at the local voting precinct level and begin to rebuild from the ground up, brick by brick by brick by brick, block by block, a new foundation upon which to rise our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government once again. And yes, once again. Unless you have a better form of government, and if you do, please bring it forward. I'd love to see it. I think the entire world would be just thrilled to see it. In both the aforementioned cases, when either the legislative is changed or the legislators act contrary to the end for which they were constituted, those who are guilty of rebellion. Treason. Treason. So we start off looking at the natural law, the age of reason, empiricism, and realistic metaphysics, and yet things just continue. That was in the 1600s into the 1700s, and we live in the 21st century. Let's go back a little ways between a midpoint, pick up a midpoint. The attack of, this is from a chapter here, chapter 6, from another book, The Natural Law, Study in Legal and Social History and Philosophy by Heinrich Rahmen, R-O-M-M-E-N, a Liberty Fund book, chapter 6, The Victory of Positivism. Oh, yeah. Talked about positivism in the past. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled S-E-A, www.thefreeradiopanel.com or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065 in the Austin, Texas area. It's 512-904-8014. That contact information is always posted at the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage. Back into our discussion here. You know, Isidore August Marie-Francois Xavier Comte, the founder of the system of positivism, the man that coined the term sociology, crowned it the queen of sciences. He's rarely spoken of, but this author recognizes the influence, although he really doesn't attribute it to Comte. Few will. Dubois, another positivist, many others as well. But let's just pick it up in these last few minutes. The attack of positivism proceeded from several quarters along an ever-widening and enveloping front. It came first from scientific empiricism. Remember when we were looking at John Locke, much more than just a writer. He was a natural scientist, and it was from this discovery of the natural sciences in the Enlightenment period that there began to be formed in the mind of man when Newton came up with his gravity and other discoveries, and Galileo, you know, it moves regarding the earth, moving away from the flat earth theory, the revolving earth on its axis, but it moves. They were natural scientists, and they looked at man and they thought to themselves, why, if there are certain laws of nature that govern the heavenlies and govern the natural function on the planet, then perhaps, surely, there may or perhaps even must be laws of nature that rule over man. And of course, the more profound thinkers then extrapolate that and push it up higher and come to the understanding that whatever laws are operative in the universe, or as Carolyn Harris used to say, the multiverse, whatever laws are operative in the universe must also then rule the creator. So this idea of the higher law, you know, even Seward, Hawaii, Alaska, Seward, John Seward, wasn't it? Higher law Seward is what all the people in Congress called him at the time. But many of the scholars, and we've read from them, talk about this higher law, this overarching law, law that arches over all. Sir Edward Coke speaking to King James the First of England, Seventh of Scotland, King James speaking, or Sir Edward Coke speaking to King James says, in regards to this higher law, as if it was written on the very hearts of man, or written on the hearts of man by the very finger of God. Of course, you know that the heart is a pump. It's the brain is the transmitter receiver, but they didn't know that at that time. There might be something going on in the gut. There might be something going on with the heart, but their organs that may or may not be hardwired, if you will, into the brain, what we get from the heart and what we get from the gut is to be determined by someone wiser than I, more experienced in physiology. But continuing here, it says the attack of positivism proceeded from several quarters along an ever-widening and enveloping front. It came first from the scientific empiricism. John Locke, empiricism and realistic metaphysics, which was generally lacking in a sense of the normative. The conflict of ethics with sociology opened. Of course, Auguste Comte coined the term sociology, so to speak, a second front. The third point of assault was the spread of philosophical and historical materialism. Philosophical and historical materialism. For in the quote-unquote overthrow of the Titans of German philosophy, even the power of German idealism after Schelling and Hegel had been broken, notwithstanding the efforts of the post-Kantians, which were Feuerbach and Marx, all the communitarians out there, those that study it and follow it, run the chain of the philosophical background of communitarianism from Kant to Hegel, and from Hegel to Feuerbach, and from Feuerbach to Martin Buber, and from Martin Buber in Israel to Amitai Etzioni, and from Amitai Etzioni to the ear of Bill Clinton and others. Empiricism, which dismisses metaphysics and epistemologically impossible agnosticism, believed that since it had won such great triumphs in the natural sciences, it is also the right method to follow in the so-called cultural sciences. So John Locke opened up another Pandora's box in his studies as well. Not only was his influence felt by our founders, but his influence was felt much wider when we start to go down this side of the rabbit trail. It penetrated into legal philosophy in proportion as the historical school, which in this matter had acted somewhat as a forerunner. It came more and more to adopt what amounted to Kant's view of the connection of law with morality. Trying to remember what it is. It's Kant's categorical imperative. You can browse that one up for yourself. Do a Wikipedia search on it. Kant, K-A-N-T, categorical imperative. But it basically is this: so act so that your actions become a model for other people when you're looking at law and morals and that sort of stuff. According to Kay Binding, for example, the sole way to true knowledge of the law is exact analysis of actually existing law, past and present. And so that brings us into this new age of common law of stare decisis. The judgment law, or the findings, the decisions made in courts of appeal. Where we're always looking back, what did this court say? What did that court say? And why it's so very important to read case law as you begin to study law, as we've touched on lightly in our study. The philosophy of law should therefore not only rest upon mere external experience, but it should be restricted thereto. It should be restricted to external experience. This is, again, the idea of sensations and sensationalism, all brought forward by our friend here, John Locke, and others. Every project of passing beyond it is rejected as metaphysics. Now, August Comte said, the first stage of man's development is the theological stage, from which he passes away from having rulership by priests into the metaphysical stage. And from the metaphysical stage, the final transition is into the positive stage of human development, which is where many would have us be placed today. Certainly the developed nations are in the positive stage of human development, while at the same time you have the aboriginals in Australia and aboriginals, if you will, in Africa, still living in the first stage of human development, squarely off in their fetishism and early religion, priest kings, voodoo, and all that stuff. The philosophy of law, however, means understanding the ultimate and the highest principles of law. It means understanding the essence or nature of law, the source of its obligatory character, the essential and intrinsic difference between right and wrong, justice and injustice. All of these things come to play here. All of them. It's so very difficult to take just a little snippet and hold it up as a model. When I first embarked on this second adventure in Radio Land, I thought I might be able to get everything I needed said in about 6 months said. Didn't work out that way. Still on now, coming up on a second year in July. The end of the second year, going into the third. There's just so much. We live in a very complex world, and intentionally, I'm afraid, made complicated by those that would like to obfuscate the freedom that we inherently have as unalienable rights. I don't like to use that term. The corresponding duty is onerous. The freedoms that we were given, blessed with, unalienable. In other words, it can't be leaned away. It can't be separated away. A man can sell himself into bondage or slavery, but he may always be looking to be free. Well, that's enough for this week, and it's enough for today. I'll be back again on Monday. Hope you have a good weekend. Remember, Sunday, big day on the network, Saturday as well. Oracle Unleashed. Till the next time, good day.
One precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty.
Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.